This is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meeting Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 at 6 o'clock p.m.
Thanks, Tabitha. I'd like to call the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District meeting to order. Second order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you can please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Tabitha, were there any public comments submitted?
There were no public comments.
Is there anyone in the gallery who would like to make a comment this evening? Is anyone online who would like to make a comment? Seeing none, hearing none, move to item four, approval of the minutes for June 11th. Is there any changes or modifications being made to this minutes?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the minutes for June 11th, 2025.
I'll second. Okay.
If you have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Item five, introduction of the new Director of Information Technology. Come on down.
Okay. Well, Mark.
Oh, we can do that one?
Oh, we got to do that?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, I'm Mark Schneider. I want to thank everyone for the privilege and the opportunity to work with you all. And there we go. I promise that I'll bring a lot of positive energy to the position and make some positive contributions as well rapidly. So thank you, everyone.
Does anyone have any questions for Mark this evening?
Where do you come from?
Most recently been with US Ski and Snowboard as the head of IT and competition services there. So not only IT, but I had the ranking of all skiers across the US in all seven events. And then I spent some time at Red Bull, and I've done three startups. The last one was an AI-based startup on eating food away from home with about seven patents in that area of AI.
Do you know Jeremy Forster?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to ask him about you.
Please.
Well, welcome.
He'll say nothing but good.
I know. I'll see
you. I know.
Yes. Sorry
about
that. Thank you very much. I just have to adopt a resolution approving the MSC's weighted voting policy. Marla, Mark, Brian.
I can take this off if you'd like.
Do
my best. At the last board meeting, I reviewed the proposed weighted voting policy along with Mark and Marva. As you may recall, the policy outlined the data sets that would be included in the statutorily required weighted voting formula. So this resolution before you adopts this policy, which has the new weighted votes going into effect July 1st. Please let me know if you have any questions. The recommendation tonight is to approve the resolution and corresponding policy. And then the weighted votes, as distributed in your packet, will be in effect starting July 1st, which will be our next regularly scheduled board meeting on the second Wednesday of July. Mark or Marla, would you like to add anything to that?
Only respond to questions if the trustees have any. As I recall, we were only waiting for Lori, is that right?
And she's on. Yes.
Lori, do you have any comments or questions?
No, I'm just happy to move approval if that's what we need.
I'll second it if you move it.
I moved it then.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2025-06-02 approving the MSD's weighted voting policy.
Any other discussion or comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much, everyone. Chad, more wonderful things.
Yep. This is for the reapproval of a contract that was previously approved by the MSD Board of Trustees. In short, the amount line was incorrect in the contract. I didn't catch. Between the time that the contract was prepared and the time that it was approved, I had asked the consultant to add basically a bunch of utility exploration and utility coordination to their scope. And so, anyway, the number changed and I didn't revise it in the contract. So, this changes the contract to a total of $218,914.99. So, any questions?
And those funds are in the budget for this project?
Yes. Yep. I should have clarified.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Any other questions for Chad?
I'll make a motion that we approve the services from WCEC Engineers for Construction Group. In the amount of 218 and change.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? That's carried.
Thank you.
General Manager's report.
This will take about an hour.
No.
We are working on documentation standards to ensure that our policy, procedures, and report are consistent in appearance and formatting. We're finding there's differences depending on who is writing the report for the policy. We do have a new engineer starting on Monday. Travis comes with a lot of design experience. He's over excess 10 years of experience mostly in water. We are going to be working with Mayor Bush to create an Olympic playbook in preparation for the 2034 games. In this playbook, it'll be a living document for her use. As we document the process, transportation venues, emergency response, security, etc., funding opportunities. So it's going to, and actually, Daniel has already started quite a bit into this process in preparation for the games. And that is my report. That's fast hour, huh?
Mr. Chair, if I may add something to the report, Laurie Stringham will also be heading up the Olympic committee that will represent Kearns for the planning of this.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Kelly. All right. Is there any other city, town, unincorporated, or various all Lake municipal services district business to discuss?
Sure.
Yes, good evening, Board. Just want to let you know that when I sent out your next month's financial statements, because of the end of the fiscal year, I'll be sending you basically the income statement, but I won't be sending you the balance sheet because there's a lot of tie-off that has to happen for the year. There's just it won't be ready for a couple months, so that's why it'll be a little bit delayed. But you will still get your statements on time, but I'll just be missing the balance sheet portion of it. And I'll be doing that as well in the first month of the new fiscal year, because I can't send you the balance sheet when the prior year hasn't been tied out. So this is what we have to do when we're ending a fiscal year. That's all.
Stuart, would you note that in your email when you send that?
So yes, sir.
Remember?
Okay.
All right. Item 10, any identified any future agenda items for our next meeting?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to put on the agenda that we discuss a modification of the meeting schedule to go to one meeting a month and potentially increasing the limits that the chair can approve so that we don't have to see so many budget changes.
All right, I see that. All right, we'll add that to our next agenda. And Marla, I presume we do not have any items 11, 12, 13, or 14 this evening?
No, sir.
Then I would motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Can you do adjourn?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I appreciate everyone's time today.
This beat Kelly's.
Second.
Thank you. It says 2 hours on here.
Oh, well. Tiny cat's head.
Thanks, everybody.
You can all go to dinner now.
Thanks, Lauren.
Pretty cool.
So Chief, this is the reason for my agenda item next time. We've seen some efficiencies, I love it.
One of the things that we actually talked about it, but we're a little concerned that we're gonna have a number of new members in January. Just